Listening Library presents Optimists Die First by Susan Nielsen. Read for you by Julia Whalen. To all the other crazy cat people, you know who you are. A pessimist is correct oftener than an optimist, but an optimist has more fun, and neither can stop the march of events. Robert A. Heinlein. 1. The first time I saw the Bionic Man, I was covered in sparkles. It was a typical Friday afternoon at Youth Art Therapy, YART for short. I was trying to help Ivan the Terrible with our latest, lamest project. As per usual, Ivan refused to focus. Instead, he tipped a tube of rainbow glitter onto my head, all over my cat hat, and all over me. Alonzo tutted sympathetically. Kula snorted with laughter. Another sunny day in paradise. We were sitting in the common area of the counseling suite. It was always either Antarctica cold or Saudi Arabia hot. Even though it was early January, I'd stripped down to my tie-dyed tank top. Ivan started punching my bare arm with the very fingers that had, moments ago, been wedged up his nose. I reached into my tote bag for my bottle of hand sanitizer just as one of the counselor's doors opened. Ivan glanced up.
"Petula, look," he said. "A giant."
The Bionic Man was not a giant, but he was well over 6 feet. Everything about him was supersized. A bright orange parka was slung over one arm.